Book 11, The Eternal Day, The Soul's Choice and the Supreme Consummation. Canto 1, from pages 676 to 677. Higher her swing of vision swept and new, admitted through large sapphire opening gates, into the wideness of a light beyond. These were but sumptuous decorated doors, to worlds nobler, more felicitously fair. Endless aspired the climbing of those heavens. Realm upon realm received her soaring view. Then on what seemed one crown of the ascent, where finite and the infinite are one, immune she beheld the strong immortal seats, who live for a celestial joy and rule. The middle regions of the unfading ray, great forms of deity sat in deathless tiers, eyes of an unborn gaze towards her leaned, through a transparency of crystal fire. In the beauty of bodies wrought from rapture's lines, shapes of entrancing sweetnesses spilling bliss, feet glimmering upon the sunstone courts of mind, heaven's cupbearers bore round the eternal's wine, a tangle of bright bodies of moved souls, tracing the close and intertwined delight, the harmonious tread of lives forever joined, in the passionate oneness of a mystic joy, as if sunbeams made living and divine, the gold-bosom Apsara goddesses, in groves flooded from an argent disk of bliss, that floated through a luminous sapphire dream, in a cloud of raiment lit with golden limbs, and gleaming footfalls treading fairy swords, virgin motions of peccant innocences, who know their riot for a dance of God, world linked in moonlit revels of the heart, impeccable artists of unerring forms, magician builders of a sound and rhythmic words, wind-haired Gandharvas chanted to the ear, the odes that shape the universal thought, the lines that tear the veil from deity's face, the rhythms that bring the sound of wisdom's sea. Immortal figures and illumined brows, our great forefathers in those splendors moved, termless in power and satisfied of light, they enjoyed the sense of all for which we strive. High seers, moved poets, soared the eternal thoughts, that travelers from on high arrive to us, deformed by our search, tricked by costuming mind, like gods disfigured by the pangs of birth, seize the great words which now are frail sounds caught by difficult rapture on a mortal tongue. The strong who stumble and sin were calm, proud gods. Their lightning filled with glory and with flame, melting in waves of sympathy and sight, smitten like a lyre that throbs to others' bliss, drawn by the chords of ecstasies unknown, her human nature faint with heaven's delight, she beheld the clasp to earth denied and bore the imperishable eyes of veilless love.